USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass the bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling. Shalonda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said this bill protects Americans.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs that millions of Americans count on.
Young said the bill is a compromise, which is how you govern. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. DeSantis will visit Des Moines this afternoon. He formally entered the race for the White House last week. He'll also make stops in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign. So what do people in his home state think?
He was a horrible governor. He'll make a horrible president. He is a big bully.
He is concerned with America. He wants the best for our country. I hope, you know, he can do the best he can.
Several reports say a super PAC has been created to support him during the primary season. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk began shooting at each other. The U.S. is working to ensure Sweden's bid to join NATO is approved. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Sweden today and had this to say.
Sweden, again and again, has proven its commitment to NATO, to its values, to its mission, to its members.
He believes approval could happen in the coming weeks ahead of a NATO summit in Lithuania in early July. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes will serve an 11-year sentence at a minimum security women's prison camp outside of Houston. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole. A California state appeals court overturned a veto by Governor Gavin Newsom. He previously had prevented Leslie Van Houten from being paroled. However, she is not being released immediately. The state can still appeal the decision to the California Supreme Court. The Iowa governor is stepping up to help victims in a recent building collapse where 5 people are still missing.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is issuing a disaster proclamation for Scott County after an apartment building partially collapsed in Davenport in eastern Iowa along the Mississippi River. The measure lets victims apply for grants of up to $5,000 for households affected by the collapse. It also helps victims get in touch with disaster care managers to get guidance or services for recovery. I'm Lance Pry.
Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. That's the warning coming from leaders in artificial intelligence along with academics. A statement from the Center for AI Safety highlights the concerns about the dangers of an unregulated AI. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.